In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Our gospel today, the calling away of the apostles Peter, James, and John from their fishing nets in order to catch men, to draw people into the net of the faith in Jesus Christ. A reminder that the Christian faith is ever apostolic, from the Greek word apostolos, which means sent out into the world to bring the message and draw others to the truth of Jesus Christ. The calling to bear witness. The martyrs, such as Saint Thecla, the first woman martyr of church history, and our Alaskan martyrs, Peter the Aleut and the higher monk Juvenali, whom we remember today, they bore witness. They bore witness unto death for the sake of Christ's truth. In fact, the Greek word for witness is martyria. A martyr is a witness. A witness is a martyr. Brothers and sisters, the Christian life implicitly demands of us a certain dimension of witness. Of witness. In spite of the increasing crudeness and rudeness expressed in our time, it is still the case that the good example of others strengthens us, and our good example strengthens others. That we encourage each other and build each other up simply by keeping faith, by showing love, and living in the light of Christian hope. Of Christian hope. As one priest said, the great temptation is to think that we are not, after all, responsible for others. Great temptation of our time is to think that we are not responsible for others, that we do not need to set a good example, that what we say and do is nobody's business but our own. We have to struggle against this temptation. Rare is the example of responsible adult behavior in celebrities and public figures of our time. Nobody speaks anymore about the content of our character. A while back, some young people from our parish met a local radio personality in a public setting. The radio guy was impressed with them and told them so, that they were polite and respectful and upbeat and friendly rather than sullen and sarcastic, and that they even spoke in complete sentences. He was encouraged by the basic witness of their humanity. Of course, credit goes to their parents and upbringing. And hopefully their Orthodox faith is a key factor as well. Our visiting choir from Shreveport a couple weeks ago was impressed with the witness of our community, not only for the purpose for which they came to sing with us, but just with our people. And indeed, several of them were most impressed with our altar servers as to how they conduct themselves. Our life in the church, our life in Christ, is fundamentally to make us human, to make us human, to restore our humanity made in the image of God, to be in our souls and bodies dwelling places of God by the grace of the Holy Spirit given to us in the sacraments, and making us a complete human being. Brothers and sisters, the world needs what we have. The world needs what we have. But first, we have to believe that we need what we have. We have to believe that we need what we have. The world needs a faithful witness. The world needs to see healthy, complete human beings, not simply caricatures. And not necessarily our preaching, but to see in us the peace and joy of the life in Christ and His church. To be bearers of the mystery of grace. Bearers of the mysteries of the mystery of grace. What does St. Paul say to the Corinthians today? We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Workers together with Christ, as bearers of God's grace to the world, and to be faithful witnesses, and to avoid giving offense. But there are those offended by the very presence of our Christian faith. And then our witness is to suffer. Then our witness might be to suffer for the truth. Firstly, nowadays, to suffer perhaps a bit of ridicule and disdain, and to be willing to do that, which is not easy, for people to think we might be a little different, a little strange, a little weird, but still to carry the dignity with utmost humility of being bearers of the divine image, indeed bearers of God to others. Finally, from one of the hymns to the new martyrs of Alaska. Remember the holy martyrs who sacrificed their whole lives for the truth. Let us pray that we too may be accounted faithful witnesses to the divine life. To the divine life the Savior has revealed and given to us. Let us spend the time that remains of our lives doing the work he has entrusted to us, commending ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.